From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, and www.vinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia supports NPTEL declaration on digital transformation. Bomb attacks hit southern Thailand, 2 killed in a police raid. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics Kominfo supports the NPTEL Declaration on Digital Transformation in the Asian Region. NPTEL Declaration titled Digital Transformation, the Engine for Asian Economic Recovery from COVID-19, aims to lower the economic and social impacts of the pandemic. As quoted by Antara on Saturday, Secretary General of the Ministry, Mira Tayyiba, stated that digital transformation serves to expedite recovery through digital data guidelines and policies, cybersecurity, and online platforms. Kominfo also views content regulation as crucial to provide the widest possible digital-based services to the public and government services. The Indonesian government received nearly 3 million AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine doses donated by the governments of Germany and Sweden on Friday. As quoted by Antara on Saturday, Director General of Information and Public Communication, Usman Kansong, said, the arrival of nearly 3,000 vaccine doses marked the 202nd stage of vaccine arrival in Indonesia. The COVID-19 vaccine doses were donated via the COVAX mechanism. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin affirmed that multi-party cooperation involving the public and private sector will expedite the government's third or booster's vaccination program against COVID-19 before the G20 summit. The booster vaccination program is crucial for sustainable recovery while strengthening the citizens' security against the new variant Omicron. In 2021, the minister had worked closely with some private technology companies for building the first drive-through vaccine center in Southeast Asia. Currently, the two private technology companies are cooperating again with the government to distribute the booster vaccination, targeting tens of thousands of citizens categorized as prioritized and vulnerable groups, as well as online ride-sharing partners in Bali. Let's move on to the international news. Bombers set off at least 13 blasts in a town in southern Thailand overnight, and police killed two suspected insurgents in a separate raid after a 20-hour siege in the nearby province, authorities said on Saturday. The siege took place in Narathiwat province, where a combined forces of soldiers and police surrounded a house in the Rangai district on Friday. Following a tip-off that suspect linked to bomb attacks last year were hiding inside, authorities said they tried to negotiate with the suspect before finally raiding the house. One volunteer ranger was hurt and two suspects killed in the raid. The Indonesian Embassy in Paris, through its education and culture attaché at Dikbud, has opened an Indonesian language for foreign speakers or BIPA class at Institut Universitaire de Technologie, IUT, Lafre, France. The campus is the fifth to open an Indonesian language class after INALCO Paris, Université La Rochelle, Université Le Havre, and Université Savoie-Mont-Blanc. In a press statement released on Saturday, Paris at Dikbud Warsito welcomed and lauded IUT Lafre's leadership for opening the Indonesian language class. With this class, IUT Lafra students can get an internship and participate in student exchange programs offered by Indonesian universities. Britain will this week begin offering vaccination to children aged between 5 and 11 years who are most at risk from coronavirus, state-run National Health Services NHS said on Sunday. NHS England said children in the cohort who were in a clinical risk group or who live with someone who is immunosuppressed would be able to get a first COVID-19 shot, in line with advice issued last month by a joint committee on vaccine and immunization. Children will be offered 10 micrograms doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech shot, which is a third of an adult dose. Infections are currently high among school children in England, with the Office for National Statistics estimating that nearly 12% of younger school pupils had coronavirus in the week ending January 22nd. Australia flew a small team of emergency medical specialists to Honiara on Saturday after Solomon Island requested help in battling a worsening outbreak of COVID-19. Australian officials said the team of 8 experts landed in the capital alongside a shipment of more than 37,000 vaccine doses. The multidisciplinary team includes specialists in the emergency medicine, infectious disease control, logistic and occupational therapy. Listener, let's move on to Diplomatic Corner today on Indonesia is included the Qatar Green List country category.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner is Indonesia is included the Qatar Green List country category. Indonesia is included in the Green List countries by the Qatari government so that travelers from Indonesia who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 can more freely visit the country. Indonesia is on the list along with 116 other countries, while in the red country category, there are 86 countries, and in the special red country category, there are 6 countries. A written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Doha on Friday, January 28, noted that the categorization as a green country, which began on January 30, 2022, provide several conveniences for travelers from Indonesia. Indonesian citizens who receive the full dose of Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines can visit Qatar without quarantine procedures, while travelers who are vaccinated against Sinovac, Sinopharm, Sputnik V, and Covaxin must complete themselves with positive results of antibody serology tests carried out in Indonesia. Hairil Anhar Siregar, the head of the COVID-19 Handling Task Force at the Indonesian Embassy in Doha, stated that if an Indonesian citizen did not bring the positive result, he would have to undergo a 7-day quarantine. In addition, all travelers must bring a negative result of a PCR test performed 72 hours prior to arrival in Qatar. The Indonesian Embassy said that the entry of Indonesia into the Green List of Qatar countries was not easy. Since August 2, 2021, Indonesia has been categorized as a red list country. Then on October 3, 2021, Indonesia has been categorized as an exceptional red list country with a longer quarantine period. On January 1, 2022, Indonesia was returned to the red list country category. The Indonesian Embassy in Doha continues to seek intensive approaches to the authorities in Qatar. In various meetings with local officials, the Indonesian ambassador to Qatar, Ridwan Hassan, always conveys positive developments in handling the pandemic in Indonesia. In addition, these efforts are also carried out at the technical level. The pandemic situation in Qatar is getting better after reaching the peak of the third wave of COVID-19 on January 12, 2022, with daily cases reaching more than 4,200 cases. This number has jumped significantly from December 24, 2021, when new infections were under 200 cases per day. This year, Qatar will host the 2022 FIFA World Cup, a gathering place for football fans from all over the world. Ridwan said Indonesian football fans must be very happy to welcome this news. However, of course, they must fortify themselves with a full dose of vaccine before visiting Qatar. and listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Presiden Joko Widodo and Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong held a bilateral meeting in Bintan Region, Siriau Island last Tuesday. This meeting was held to strengthen Indonesia-Singapore bilateral cooperation. They discussed a number of efforts to strengthen cooperation between the two countries, which this year will commemorate 55 years of cooperation. At least three important agreements were signed by the two countries at the meeting. Namely, first, the approval of the adjustment of the Jakarta-Singapore Airspace Control Limit, FIR, in the Riau Island, which has been managed by Singapore. The scope of the Jakarta FIR will cover all of Indonesia's territorial airspace, especially in the waters around the Riau Island and Natuna Island. The second agreement is the extradition treaty. This agreement will later apply to the perpetrators of 31 types of criminal acts, as well as other perpetrators of crimes that have been regulated in the legal system of the two countries.
Untuk perjanjian ekstradisi dalam perjanjian
For the extradition agreement, in this new agreement, the retroactive period is extended from 15 years to 18 years in accordance with Article 78 of the Criminal Code. The third agreement is the Defense Cooperation Agreement, or DCA. Under the agreement, the Singapore Armed Forces and Indonesian military, the NE, agreed to increase cooperation and promote closer interaction. DCA is the umbrella for cooperation between the two countries related to security, exchange of intelligence information, and counterterrorism. In addition to bilateral issues, President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Lee also exchanged views on several regional issues, including the issue of Myanmar. Indonesia and Singapore share the same view on the importance of implementing the 5-point consensus on Myanmar. This consensus is the decision of each at a high level and should be respected by all.
Kita juga sepakat bahwa keselamatan
we also agree that the safety and welfare
Myanmar
of the people of Myanmar continues to be a top
utama.
Concern. Therefore, humanitarian assistance needs to be continuously encouraged and provided without discrimination. In addition, on this occasion, President Joko Widodo also conveyed the importance of strengthening Asian institutions so that Asian is more resilient and able to respond to new challenges in the future. All started in history with January 30, 1917, when the birth of Igusti Ngurah Rai occurred. Army Brigadier General posthumous Igusti Ngurah Rai is an Indonesian national hero from Badung Regency, Bali. Ngurah Rai had an army called the Ciung Wanara, troops who carried out the great battle in Bali during the War of Independence known as Puputan Margarana. Puputan in Balinese means all out, while Margarana means Battle of Marga. His name was later immortalized in the name of the airports in Bali, Ngurah Rai International Airport, and the name of warship, KRI Igusti Ngurah Rai. As another form of appreciation for his services, his facial profile was once printed on the printed rupiah denomination of 50,000 rupiahs emissions of 2005. Moving on to January 30, 1933, when Adolf Hitler appointed chancellors of Germany. Adolf Hitler was a German politician and chairman of the Austrian-born Nazi Party, National Socialist German Workers' Party. He served as chancellor of Germany from 1933 to 1945 and dictator of Nazi Germany from 1935 to 1945. Hitler was a major figure in Nazi Germany, World War II in Europe, and the Holocaust. On January 30, 1933, the new cabinet was sworn in a brief ceremony at the Hindenburg office. The Nazi Party gained three important positions, including Hitler being chancellor. I'll end today in history with January 30, 1948, when the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi occurred. Mahatma Gandhi is a spiritual leader and politician from India. Gandhi was one of the most important people involved in the Indian independence movement. He is an activist who does not use violence, promoting the independence movement through peaceful demonstration. On January 30, 1948, Gandhi was assassinated by Nathuram Godse, a Hindu nationalist who was angry with Gandhi for allegedly being too pro-Muslim.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Lu Da Cheng in People's Republic of China. Thank you for your letter, sir. He was listening to the English program of VOI and sent a reception report on May 23, 2021 and also on July 13, 2021. Thank you for your letter and reception report, sir. I really appreciate it. And special for you, I will play a beautiful song.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. kau bawa cahaya ke dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The city of Solo in Central Java Province shows readiness to host the 2022 Asian Para Games APG with the direct involvement of Mayor Gibran Rakabuming Raka as chairman of the organizing committee. Gibran has met with General Chair of the National Paralympic Committee NPC, Indonesia, Seni Marbun, and the Board of Directors to conduct further discussions at the NPC Indonesia Solo office Tuesday. Gibran said he was proud and challenged to be the chairman of the committee because Solo was finally appointed as the host of the 2022 Asian Para Games. In an official statement from the NPC Indonesia on Tuesday, he explained that the competition arena is not only in the city of Solo, but also in a number of other areas like Karanganyar and Boyolali. He and his team will also coordinate with regional heads of Greater Solo for the success of this event. Solo has been designated as the host of the 11th Asian Para Games in 2022, replacing Vietnam in a decree issued by the Asian Para Sport Federation (APSF) on January 14, 2022. However, it is still waiting for Indonesia's letter of clearance from the World Anti-Doping Agency (WADA) until February 15, 2022. Meanwhile, the chair of the Indonesian NPC, Seni Marbun, is grateful for the appointment of Indonesia, especially the city of Solo, as the host of the 2022 APG. He said this is the second time for Indonesia to host the Asian Para Games. Previously, in 2011, Indonesia has also held an APG, which was also held in the city of Solo. The 11th Asian Para Games is planned to be held from 20th to 31st July 2022. Apart from speeding up the preparation of the venue, the National Paralympic Committee Indonesia is also continuing to prepare athletes by holding a national training center.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we'll reply to an email from Jayanta Chakrabarti and Deepita Chakrabarti in India. In their email, they complained that they do not receive the souvenirs as prizes for participation, but they have received a certificate. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Chakrabarti. I'm so sorry for your inconvenience. Your email has been forwarded to our management. Please be patient and wait for the reply. Thank you. As a precision, here is another beautiful song.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragu. Ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa
aku di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Busung Village in Riau Island has recently become a tourist destination that is quite popular among local and foreign tourists. This area consists of a group of islands that offer a row of exotic beaches and stunning natural charm. Lately, a part of this area is even known on social media as Gurun Pasir or Desert of Bintan or Busung, because it is located in Busung Hamlet, Tanjung Uban Subdistrict, Bintan Regency, Riau Island Province. The distance from Tanjung Pinang City is approximately 50 km from Tanjung Pinang RHF Airport or from Tanjung Pinang Port. The desert of Bintan is not a real desert which is created naturally. It is used to be a fairly productive bauxite sand mining site, but this mining has long been discontinued. Then, the excavated basins filled with rainwater and gradually turn into a blue water lake. Meanwhile, around the lake there is a stretch of sand covering an area of approximately 6,000 hectares which looks like a desert. The uniqueness offered by the Bintan Desert lies in the mounds that seem to be created naturally, forming beautiful waves image like the deserts of the Middle East. If you are visiting the Riau Island, which has the charms of beautiful beaches, find time also to visit the Busung Sand Hills, which invites the curiosity of tourists. There, tourists can sit back and relax on small hills and feel the sensation of being in the middle of vast desert. The wind that blows will accompany tourists while in this tourist spot. When dusk arrives, the beauty of the Busung Desert will increase. The phenomenon of these unique small hills becomes perfect with the beauty of the sunset. There you can also find an exotic desert-like view that presents expanse of yellow sand dunes that flush when exposed to the hot sun. Therefore, it is highly recommended for tourists to visit during the dry season.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. De kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We'll reply to a message which is taken from Facebook Messenger from Mohammed Al-Sayed in Egypt. Hello sir, thank you so much for your message. I also wish that pandemic is end immediately and all people in the world is healthy again. Amen. Listener, wherever you are, we'll play another beautiful song. Happy weekend and enjoy the song.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya,
kau menjadi milikku.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The pandemic did not dampen joint efforts in advancing culture in Indonesia. The Manyan Daya Cultural Festival will be held in Warukin Village, Tabalong Regency on 19 to 20 February 2022, encouraging the village potentials, as well as campaigning for Manyan Daya cultural values is the main message in the implementation of this festival. In addition to displaying a variety of cultural performances, culinary arts, as well as the economic potential of the creativity of Warukin Village, the full involvement of the younger generation is added value from the implementation of activities. According to the chairman of the festival's organizing committee, Jeff Rianto, so far, simultaneous meetings have been held to prepare for the Dayak Manyan Cultural Festival in Warukin. During the festival, in addition to exposing Manyan Dayak cultural products, cultural dialogue activities will also be inserted as a bridge to transfer knowledge about various matters related to Dayak Manyan, such as customary law and the community custom based on local wisdom, such as technique for opening fields by burning. In fact, for the Manyan Dayak people, burning land has its own provisions. It must follow certain burning technique so that the fire does not spread. There are even customary rules that surround it. These activities will be held on a hybrid basis. The committee will prepare an online gallery as a place for transaction as an alternative to encourage Warukin Village products to be known more widely. The Manyan Dayak is one of the oldest Dayak sub-tribes in central and southern Kalimantan. The Manyan Dayak settlements are spread across the East Barito Regency and parts of South Barito in central Kalimantan province. In South Kalimantan, the Dayak Manyan settlements are concentrated in the village of Warukin, Tabalong Regency, which is an enclave because it is surrounded by ethnic Banjar settlement.
Selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada. Pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada.
are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today I will present you a song by Ranveer Ramen Girl with the song Ain't Gonna Give Up. The single, which was released in 2019, is a collaboration between Run Music Group and Ramen Girl, a national rapper who has been gone international. Run chose to collaborate because Ramen Girl is considered one of the female rappers who has never given up in the male-dominated world of rap. The song Ain't Gonna Give Up is also represents the spirit of Run and Ramen Girl. The lyrics want to encourage people who listen to it to stay motivated and not give up easily. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Ain't Gonna Give Up by Run Fit Ramen Girl.
Turn the headphone up. Check. Yeah. Yo. Yeah, it's a brand new day, brand new day. T's and jeans and a brand new J. Sex the sunshine, I'm a brand new shade. Sipping on a cup of tea and a creme brulee. I've been working so hard like yay. Second man is so thick like a Kim Kardashian. She don't wanna go home, so we go to ballet. Flying high like with Jasmine and Prince Ale. Do whatever that you want, nothing to lose. You want to live once, show what you got, and you don't stop. Put in the effort, then you be on top. Be like LeBron, be like MJ. Give it all like Leona Messi. Practice and practice till you get the palace. You to the future in your galactic.
Ain't gonna give up. None to bring me down. Ain't gonna give up. None to bring me down. You ain't gonna give up. None to bring you down. You ain't gonna give up. None to bring you down.
First, I like the fancy things. I want a designer bag, I want a diamond ring. Not to mention that I'm paying all the bills, so I gotta put in work cause somebody else will. Just finished 3 shows this week. Cause I gotta write, I ain't got no sleep. Haters be talking, but I ain't weak. I'ma keep my mouth shut while I keep my checks. Big man, go down in history. It's so much, you end up in misery. Used to be a sad girl with no one missing me. Now I wake up to people trying to sound like me. Do you know who I am? I guess not. Even don't show respect, but goodbye. Friends to the fake one? Hell nah, boy, if you know what you want.
Ain't gonna give up, don't give up, don't give up. None to bring me down.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna give up.
Come on.
None to bring me down. Nothing can bring you down. Nothing can bring me down.
Ain't gonna give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
None to bring you down. You ain't gonna give up.
Don't gonna give up now.
None to bring you down.
Let's go.
Give it up.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's go.
When a beat drops.
Girl.
Run.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Indonesia.
Hari ini ku bersamamu sengaja tuk habiskan waktu tuk temani jiwaku, jiwa yang selalu ada untukmu. Selalu kau yang berbeda untukku, hanyalah dirimu. Di sini tetaplah engkau di sini, temani diriku. Hanya dirimu.
terjadi seperti hari ini. Ulang lagi, ulang kembali.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vinews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you on the next English program.